bunnies?
Allergies and bad health.
Okay. So I might start off with a headline, something like, do you have dirty carpets that might be causing allergies or something in your home? Right? So it's something to kind of get their attention. It's the problem and kind of what that problem, the consequence of that problem. All right, what's your business?
Sir.
Okay, what's your business?
We're all good.
All right, what's your business?
Digital marketing.
Okay, so what problem do you solve?
Finding more customers for local businesses online.
All right, so if you're in digital marketing, you've already done a lot of copywriting, right?
A little bit, though.
Yeah, so you should know that. So that's an easy one, you know, helping customers. You might say something like, do you got a great product or service but don't know how to find customers online, right? Or something like, you know, potential customers are searching for your products online, but you are nowhere to be found. Something like a problem statement. That's what gets people's attention, some type of problem statement, right? And then you would give a case study. So the problem would be, we worked with, so you give one company or one person, you know, they're in their house. They hadn't cleaned their home for, you know, carpets or ducts or whatever for 5 years. They were starting to get allergic reactions to some of the things that they were having. They called us, and we did our 29-point inspection and did the power cleaning. And once they did the power cleaning today, the home is dust-free. Their allergies went away. And they're, you know, happy, blah, blah, blah. You get it? Problem, solution, results. Every case study you do is in the problem, solution, results format. So when you do some type of recommendation, that's how it should be, because the person's going to put their self in the place of the person that's in the case study. Got it? Okay. So tomorrow, we'll go over, like, Facebook pages. And I'll show you some really cool things that you can do with that to really expand your presence and make your stuff go viral, your business go viral, just using a Facebook page. All right? Okay, thanks. We're done. Okay.
So what we're going to do is lunch is right out there. You can just get your lunch.